I know there's a lot of people who are calling us favourites for the league already, and no one's even kicked the ball yet because of the off the field stuff with the pitch and the new signing. So we're just trying to do our best to do the stuff on the pitch and let the people talk off it.
As someone who was already at this club and has sort of seen that generate and the favourites tag and the players come in, I mean, what have you made of it all, and how do you judge this team compared to how it was last year?
I mean, no disrespect to the lads that were here, me, myself included, but the team that Andy Scott put together last year was we were never going to win the league with that. We weren't even going to get the playoffs with that. I mean, credit to this manager for coming in and bringing the players that he has done, because you look at the team now and it's good enough for League One, never mind League Two. So it's double, treble the standard of what it was last season.
Is it a bigger and stronger team? I mean, I know that there are some skillful players in there, yourself included, but is it bigger physically, maybe prepared to go on and sort of push for a title?
I think last season we only had one team, if you like, and maybe one or two outside the squad who would come off the bench, but... I mean, you've seen now, like, I mean, Gareth Evans, who was on fire last season, he's ready to come on if he's on the bench. If not, then we've got Lionel Ainsworth, you know, you've got myself, Michael O'Connor, who's an international. Like, we've got plan B, plan C, plan D if needed, which we never really had last season.
And what about your role? Because I've watched, you sort of started the last few games, you've had a good run, you know, you played another 90 minutes today, and the fans and obviously have responded to that because you've got the Man of the Match award today. Do you feel that you're in good form this summer at the moment?
I think this is just not being big-headed or anything like that. This is just me normally. Like, I didn't get a chance to show this last season. And for whatever reason, I got labelled unfit and all the rest of it. But that's never been an issue with me. So I've never really had an opportunity to express myself because Andy Scott killed us as soon as he came in the door. So for me personally, it's just good to be playing.
How tough was last year? I mean, did you get really down about the fact that was happening, that you weren't getting your chances, that you were sort of hearing those things that you just said there? I mean, how much did that get to you?
Yeah, obviously it gets to you. There's times when you're down and there's days when you can't be bothered and all the rest of it. But like you say, he never really gave me a chance. So at the end of the day, I knew that I was good enough to get in the team, and I was just waiting for him to get sacked, to be honest, and that's what happened. So... and now I've got a manager who believes in us, and he's playing us, so I'm delighted with that.
What has Steve said to you then to sort of get you feeling a bit more positive?
He just came in and said, just work as hard as you can. He said he was going to get us a lot fitter than I was last season, which I feel a lot fitter. And he's just said that there's going to be fierce competition for places, which he said to pretty much every player that was here last season, and then the new ones as well coming in. So he's just said to work as hard as you can to everyone, really. So I'm just trying to put that into practice.